Welcome to Medicine Trails, a life in many worlds, a lively account of Mavis McCovey, a Kodiak medicine woman. Our excerpts are read by her niece, Florine McCovey. This episode is titled Shape Changing.
Shape Changing. When I was a young girl, I didn't know what I was doing when I went into a trance. After I was in my 40s, I realized I was shape changing. I studied it for a long, long time because I thought I was insane. The Sioux believe you can turn into a deer or anything. I don't have that much power. Some of the medicine people that I have heard and been in contact with have so much power that it is just unbelievable. I changed into an iridescent spirit shape. I don't change into a deer or an elk. I haven't got that kind of power. Or maybe I don't have that need. But I have a need to be able to leave this world and go into the other world. So I have to change. Evidently, I can't go into the spirit world in this form. But my husband told me that I am not here sometimes. One time I came down the trail, one day from being out there. The medicine woman who had died recently was trying to come back from the other side. I hadn't gone to her service because I had to go to the service of a closer relation. I stopped because she was on the trail, and the shadow people were dragging her back. She was really angry. She had a cane, and she was swinging it at them, and they were trying to drag her back up the trail toward the other side. I thought, now what do I do? Because I could not go around her. And just about the time I thought that, something took me, as high as a treetop. And I went right over her. I felt like a chess piece that somebody picked up and moved. I must have gone 150 feet up in the air and dropped down the other side when the power just picked me up and threw me over the top of her. This medicine woman was a real sweet woman, and I was distantly related to her. I know my physical body remained here while it was happening, because when I woke up, I screamed and waked up Daryl, and he asked me what was wrong. I told him I had stepped off the trail, and I started laughing because I was in my own backyard. That was my spirit moving, and my body was in the bed. I have only seen the shadow people a few times in my life. When I've seen them before, they are looking for someone. They have come over to pick someone up. The shadow people are a little larger than cats, but are black and built close to the ground like a rat, and they look like shadows. Sometimes I am here, like that time I got off the trail and woke up in bed. I had come out of the spirit form and gone back into my body. Evidently, I left a sleeping person there in bed, and the spirit part just left, just climbed out of there and walked off. Other times, Daryl told me my body was just not on this earth, because he looked everywhere for me, and I was nowhere around for hours. I know this about the shape, I assume, because one day, when I was about 46 or 47 years old, after Long Gone had been shot, it was a freezing day, and I was doing dishes when something made me go outside. It kept telling me to go outside. And I kept thinking, I gotta finish these dishes, because the pipes were frozen outside, and I still had to pack water and heat it up on the stove, because we had just moved into the house and the hot water heater wasn't in yet. I wanted to get the dishes done before my water got cold, but the power wouldn't let me stay there and finish the dishes. So I walked outside and was going to throw some garbage to the chickens. Then I didn't know what had happened. The first thing I knew, I wasn't where the chickens were. I was